with breast cancer. Probably different from some of the tumors you've heard about this morning, like esophageal or gastric cancer or colorectal cancer, because we're actually doing very well. So this is the consecutive data over 10 years at our breast unit in Cambridge. It would not be that dissimilar in units up and down the country. And at 10 years, the survival of women with breast cancer is about 80%. Now, why do I entitle this slide The Problem? The problem is that a lot of these women are doing very well despite and not because of the adjuvant treatments that we are using. And our problem is that we cannot risk stratify properly, and we end up offering adjuvant treatment, be it hormone treatment and more recently chemotherapy, to women that if we had a test that could risk stratify them, a lot of these women would have been cured without the addition of this adjuvant treatment. And so we have to make choices, and we do them by risk stratifying, using prognostic indices, etc., but it's still imperfect. And on the other hand, despite our best efforts, there are still about 20% of patients that are dying of breast cancer, so we need to discover new treatments. On the right-hand side, I present a slide from the overview, and this is a cumulative event Kaplan-Meier curve, I think, for overall survival, and it just illustrates that with polychemotherapy, we are saving an extra percentage of lives per every 100 women treated, but again, that there are quite a lot of women that, despite receiving the treatment, are not benefiting from it. And there are other women that would have been cured no matter what we did, and so we're over-treating them. Now,